The next patient is Alicia Morales. The last name is M-O-R-A-L-E-S, Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A. Number one clinical case of a 60-year-old Mexican female that has type 2 diabetes that is very aggressive. She has diabetes on the father and mother side. Period. The patient has diabetic retinopathy, diabetic nephropathy, diabetic neuropathy. The patient has hypertension and hyperlipidemia and has been overweight. Period. The patient tries to follow the recommendations related to low sodium, fluid restriction, and diabetic diet as much as she can. Unfortunately, she has not been able to secure the insurance. She's using a Humulin 70/30 in order to control the blood sugar. However, the hemoglobin A1C has been around 8.9. She has 3 plus proteinuria, which is consistent with nephrotic syndrome. And the creatinine is 3.56, the BUN is 56, and the estimated GFR is 14. Period. This estimated GFR is with hyperfiltration. However, the patient doesn't have any hyperkalemia, metabolic acidosis at the present time. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is 8.9. We discussed the diet for a long time. How to approach the administration of the Humulin 70/30 has been also discussed with them in order to be able to reach a better control. Following number two, hypertension. Today, the blood pressure reading is 150 over 70. And the patient run out of one of the antihypertensive medications that she couldn't take in the last 2 days, period. She's encouraged to go back to the regular prescription because she has been with the adequate blood pressure control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The most striking feature is the presence of hypertriglyceridemia. Following number, hyperuricemia, that seems to be under control. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism with a PTH that is above 120. Following number, there is no evidence of hyperkalemia or metabolic acidosis. The patient has been recommended for the anemia to take iron, one tablet a day. This is a very difficult situation because she's self-pay and she's trying to make the distribution of the income to get medicines that are affordable. Whether or not the patient has enough money to buy the insulin is not known to me. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Okay. The patient was suggested to go to Blue Cross Blue Shield and see if they have an affordable insurance to help to cover the expenses of this aggressive disease. The prognosis is guarded. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.